Good morning. Today is 17th of December 2018. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. The Indian stock market ended marginally higher after a choppy session on Friday. The mood was largely cautious due to weakness in Asian and European markets amid rising concerns over global economic growth. Disappointing industrial output and retail sales data from China, weak Eurozone industrial production reading and worries about US-China trade war and Brexit uncertainty weighed on sentiment. Also, after three successive days of strong gains, investors appeared keen to take some profits at several counters. BSE Sensex ended up 33 points, while Nifty 50 closed up by 14 points. After recent upbeat data on industrial production and retail inflation, investors had another report to feel happy about as data from the government showed wholesale price inflation to have dropped in November. This perhaps helped keep the market somewhat steady and extend its winning streak to a fourth straight day. Wholesale price index eased to 4.64% in November from 5.28% a month earlier. Bharati Airtel gained 5.3% and Idea Cellular ended 3.6% up. Reliance Communications ended higher by about 2%. Bharati Infratel and Tata Communications also closed on a firm note. Indian Oil Corporation gained more than 3% after the company's board approved buyback of equity shares of the company not exceeding 29.76 crore equity shares at 149 rupees per share. Infosys gained about 1.3% after it announced the formation of a joint venture with Hitachi, Panasonic Corporation and Pasina to enhance its presence in Japan. The National Green Tribunal allowed Vedanta to resume operations of copper smelter at Tuticorin. ABB is nearing an agreement to sell about 80% of its power grids unit to Hitachi in a deal that would value their entire business at about $11 billion. NTPC acquired 720-megawatt Barauni Thermal Power Station. Nikos Kardasis, the former chief executive of Jet Airways, who had returned to the carrier in an advisory role, has once again parted ways. Security and Intelligence Services signed definitive agreements to acquire an initial 51% shareholding in Unique Detective and Security Services Private Limited. Cadila Healthcare's Zydus gets US FDA nod for albendazole tablets and pregabalin capsules. Market view. Nifty opened on flattish note on Friday at 10,784 levels, tracking Asian market which was down amid weak economic data from China. Index after testing high of 10,838 levels mostly remained in narrow range of just 63 points in entire session and managed to close with gain of 14 points at 10,805 levels. On daily chart, price action has taken shape of weak bullish candle which is also inside previous day's range. On weekly chart, market has shown significant recovery from low of 10,333 levels and price has taken shape of strong positive candle. On week-on-week basis, index has gained by 112 points or almost a percent. Last week's pullback from low of 10,330 levels shows strength in bullish move. For short term, till price hold above this levels, we expect uptrend to continue. Immediate resistance is at 10,950 and 11,170 levels. On flip side, index could find floor at 10,600 and 10,480 levels. For further details, refer IGSL Market Insight report on InventureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.